Let's begin today in Syria. The ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and Russia seems to be holding in parts of the country. It's better news than we've heard in a while, but there are plenty of reasons to be concerned about the ceasefire succeeding in the long run. The World's Matthew Bell has the latest.
First, the good news. Things have been relatively quiet in Syria, even in parts of Aleppo that have been through so much fighting in recent months. This Free Syrian Army fighter told Reuters that the truce was holding in Aleppo. People were leaving their shelters to go shopping, walk around, and even the kids came out to play. It's like we're reliving our childhood, he said, and getting a taste of our beautiful world. But this is still Syria, so there's bad news as well. United Nations officials said they have trucks loaded up with humanitarian supplies ready to go into besieged areas, but neither the Syrian government nor rebel groups have done their part to guarantee safe passage for the aid convoys.
So one way of saying it is that grown, well-fed men still prevent us from coming to the real relief of civilians, women, children, wounded, in besieged and other areas.
Jan Egeland is the coordinator of the UN Humanitarian Task Force in Syria. He told the BBC today that things are getting even more desperate in places like Madaya, near Syria's border with Lebanon. People there are on the verge of starvation, and they're facing a meningitis epidemic. Rebel-held parts of Aleppo are also in need of food and supplies. Egeland says the armed factions on the ground need to stop wasting time.
What we had hoped was that the Russians and the Americans by now would have told the government and armed opposition groups that this is the way it should be and that we would have been had the access that we needed by now.
This was all part of the ceasefire agreement. First, put a stop to the fighting. Next, open up humanitarian aid corridors, and then start working toward a negotiated solution. The worry now is that the whole process will stall. Hostilities could resume at any time, and that would put a quick end to hopes for a longer-term truce in Syria. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.